Exclusive, Pennsylvania's Jim Bognett, overturning Roe was amazing day for life. By Jacob Bliss on June 26, 2022. Jim Bognett, a Trump-endorsed Republican congressional candidate in Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, told Breitbart News Saturday's host Matthew Boyle that the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade was an amazing day for our culture of life, which is why it is important to elect conservative fighters to office. Following the Supreme Court's historic 5-4 opinion overturning Roe v. Wade after a ruling on the Dobbs case, which determined the right to abortion is not included in the Constitution, Bognett said it was an amazing day for life and for our culture of life. It's something that we've been working for and praying for, Bognett added. And now we're on the first giant step on the way back to installing a culture that reveres and respects life and helps mothers and supports families. And it's just an amazing day for human liberty. Bognett, agreeing with Boyle that it would not have been possible to overturn without electing former President Donald Trump, ultimately defying all the never-Trumpers, said, "This is why it's so important to have fighters in office, to have not just conservatives but conservative fighters, people that are willing to throw down with the left and fight for what they believe." Breitbart Middle. Jim Bognett, June 25, 2022. He explained that Trump stood up for Kavanaugh during the dark days of 2018 when people were pushing the former president to dump Kavanaugh and come up with some moderate to assuage the lunatic left, and he kept fighting. Noting that this is all connected, Bognett added that the politics of personal destruction and lies and innuendo were brought up in the fall of 2018 and brought to the fore like we've never seen before. And President Trump stood by and fought for Kavanaugh. President Trump fought for all of his conservative justices, Bognett added. And that's what I think is so important. And I think your audience instinctively knows we need conservative fighters that won't back down, that won't be cowed, because only if you're willing to fight will we have the incredible victories that we have yesterday and throughout the Trump presidency. When talking about his opponent, Democrat incumbent Representative Matt Cartwright, Bognett called him a classic, out-of-touch faker because he was elected by pretending to be pro-life in 2012 and went around telling people, "I'm a good Catholic, I'm pro-life." However, Cartwright joined the pro-choice caucus, and he only joined that last year. He has sold out to Biden and Pelosi and the left-wing money, noting that Cartwright has voted with President Joe Biden 100% of the time and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, 99% of the time, Bognett said. Pelosi and Biden give him $5 million of left-wing money from pro-abortion on-demand people across the country, and he votes with them. A vote for Matt Cartwright is a vote for Joe Biden's liberal agenda, he added. Cartwright's voted for abortion on demand. He voted against the Born Alive Protection Act, which says, if an abortion occurs and the baby survives, you have to give it health care. Think of the barbarity of that. It's disgusting. It's horrifying for anybody who reveres life. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.